Good evening, everybody. This is John Adolfi. Welcome to our monthly mastermind, and we're going to be talking about HUD homes tonight. Thank you all for being here, and thanks for anyone who's listening to this. We're certainly not going to disappoint. Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to be talking about HUD homes, one of my favorite topics. And so let's begin. Real brief overview. We've been in business since 1970. My dad started in Mattydale. I showed my first house in 1979 when I was 18 years old, and I thought it was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life, and I said, I'll never do that again, and I went in the Navy. And after I got out of the Navy, I was going nowhere in Yuma in 1985, and all of a sudden a still small voice said, why don't you go home and sell real estate? And I said, that's a great idea, and so I left, and I went home and started selling real estate at the end of 85. I really was really terrible at real estate for many years, but it was the only thing that I really I felt inspired to do, and I didn't want to go get a job somewhere else. So I stuck with it. In 1988, I sold my first HUD home, and I almost instantly, I don't remember the emotion, but I knew that I liked it because I did it, and I kept doing it. And as I got better at it, all I could hear was the realtors complain about HUD homes. Now, not to say that you have to go and order it, but my book, HUD Home Buying Secrets, that you can get here on Amazon, I have a chapter in there called Why Realtors Hate HUD Homes. And I put it in quotes, because not all realtors hate. They really hate. They dislike. And there's a number of reasons why. And I'm going to go into it tonight, why they do. Number one, there's a learning curve, and we're all getting older. And this is how it was back in the 90s, and we're even getting older since then. The average realtor in the United States is 57 years old. I thought it was just in Syracuse. When I found out that it was the entire United States, I kind of went, wow. So you got to understand, us 50-plussers who have struggled with the technology that this business has demanded also have something that was way before digital, when it was analog, when it was a five-page contract with carbon copy. They hated them, hated doing HUDs. And I would hear the complaints from them. Number one, they didn't think they got paid enough. And they were getting, at the time, 5% on the buy side. 5%. And they hated it. Then they said that the paperwork was too much. And it's true. HUD is the only animal on the planet that has its own set of contracts and addendums, completely different from everybody else's. I always thought it was like the ugly redheaded stepchild in the real estate industry, and everybody just wanted to stay away. People would tell me, literally, not just one, but many, my realtor said, oh, you don't want that. Step away from that. Let's go look at this. You don't really want to do that, or just flat out refuse. I had a gentleman up in Pulaski, and if he's listening to this right now, he'll know who it is. He went to Fulton. He wouldn't tell me the real estate agency, and I'm glad he didn't. And he said, I've got cash, and I want to put an offer on this house. They said, sir, we'll be happy to facilitate any deal you wish, but we will not write up this HUD offer for you. We won't do it. I said, wow. He says, you finally got somebody to do it? He goes, yeah. After two no's from two different agencies, I finally got somebody to do it. That's how much they hate it. They won't even take the money. They won't even do an easy sale. They won't even do it. Now, that doesn't mean everybody won't do it, but that's the tenor. And so that's one of the obstacles and strategic advantages that you have, that I have, in selling or buying HUD homes. For me, the realtors either refer business to me or just say go somewhere else, you know. So it kind of thins the pack a little bit. The other thing is that for you, it just means there's less competition because there's less people, because there's less realtors pushing them. Okay? Everything else, though, pretty much people do. All right. So let's take a look, first off, how many HUD homes are in New York State. This will give you an idea of the temperature of the climate and why you being here tonight will be the best 60 minutes that you spend in a long time. And I mean that humbly, too. In January 2011, there were 235 HUD homes in all of New York State. Okay? But what happened in 2008? The housing crisis, the crash, right? It took a little bit in order for it to get to us because regulators had to come in and regulate the foreclosure process, slow it down. You ever heard of the word shadow inventory? Shadow inventory was a word that was coined for the real estate industry of all those properties that you saw that were abandoned and nothing was doing for years and years and years. They weren't foreclosed, they were in the process, and the banks just locked them up, and the people were out, and they didn't go through the foreclosure process because instead of a year to 2 years, they were taking 2 years to 5 years plus to go through a foreclosure. So there's this huge backlog. The backlog was beginning right around here. Look what happens. In 2012, there were 16 HUD homes for sale. These are actual numbers, by the way. These aren't numbers I'm kind of trying to remember or making up. I've done this seminar for a while and I've just added to it. Also, I remember numbers really well. In 2013, 44 HUD homes. This lasted for quite a while. January 2015, that's not too long ago, is it? 75 HUD homes in all of New York State. 75. What happened to 235? Look what happens next. May of 2015, there's 90 HUD homes. Now, listen, that 16 right there that was in 2012, that hovered there for that two-year period between 13 and 30 for like 2 years. July 2015, 160 HUD homes. What's going on? They're starting to release them. Really, I saw the release happen. I started to get that feel for it right in here. As you can see, I mean, that's obvious that it's going up. But nobody was telling us anything, but I'm just like going, here it comes, here it comes. February 2016, 228 HUD homes. April 15th, 2016, 320. June 20th, 2016, 397. It got as high as about 420. And it's been hovering between 350 and 380 over these last several months. It's a lot of HUD homes. Let me give you some more background. You won't find this written anywhere because nobody can give it to you because I don't think it's written anywhere. But I've been doing this since 88. And I'm a nut when it comes to numbers, and I remember numbers. How many HUD homes during the 80s and 90s were there in each county? I'll give you four counties. There was around 50 in Cayuga County per year, 50 in Madison County, and by the way, it's about the same today as far as proportionally. Oswego County, anywhere between 100 to 150 a year. Onondaga County, between 200 to 300 a year. That's just the HUD homes. Now, what's the whole point? I think I've got this in the syllabus. There's a break in the dam finally. And the shadow inventory at one time was 4 to 6 million homes that were underwater, that were in the process of foreclosure at one time. Now, the shadow inventory in Florida is completely wiped out. It's gone. In California, same. And now, because the foreclosures have gone through the books, the prices are starting to rise again in both those areas. Has for the last 2 years. More HUDs mean more opportunity and lower prices. Lower prices, seriously. Because you're going to have more chances of getting them low. And the additional inventory seems to, I don't know if it drives the prices down with having more or if it's just more opportunity and chances of getting it the low part. Because even when there was 13 HUD homes, 16 HUD homes, every once in a while I could sell one and sell it low, you know. And another thing you'll find very interesting is that in the four counties in this area, we comprise not square miles, but just the amount of counties in New York State. We're at about, was it 7%? I think we're at 7%. There are 62 counties in New York State. We comprise 7%. We comprise 25 to 30% of all the HUD homes in New York State. Shall I say that again? There's opportunity here. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding at all. I'll give you testimonials. Now, since the new management company Sage just started in May, some of this information I'll be updating you. Okay, but when a property comes on the market that is beat up, just forget about why it gets on the market. Let's just, if you see a designation on the HUDHomestore.com website, and by the way, if you haven't already, you know, for the listeners, you want to go to www.HUDHomestore.com. On there, you'll see once in a while a property that says lottery. All that means is that only non-for-profits and government agencies can bid on it. Okay? So you can't do anything. Owner, occupant, investor, nobody can do anything until... And the only company that has bought these properties, and I've seen five go, during the lottery bid period in our area, is Home Headquarters down in Syracuse. They've purchased about five in the last 4 years. Yep. So the lottery bid period goes on for 7 days. Okay? Exclusive bid period is the next one I want to talk about. Exclusive means it's only to a set group of people, which is owner-occupants. And let me define owner-occupant for you. An owner-occupant is somebody who is going to live in the house as their permanent resident. Permanent resident for at least 1 year. Let me take that back. I can't edit this either, so this is live blooper. Primary residence. So it can't be a second home. Say, yeah, I'm buying it to live in. Can't do a second home as a primary residence. It's got to be primary residence for 1 year. Then you can bid. Somebody says, well, John, do they check? No, they don't check. But if somebody gets mad, if you're an investor and you bid during that bid period, and somebody is another investor finds out that you're an investor and they blow you in, guess what President Clinton did in 1992? He's the one that devised this. He split up the investors from the owner-occupants, gave them different bid periods, also with a hefty fine and a jail sentence if you get caught and you get prosecuted. Up to 1 year in jail for the buyer and the realtor, and also up to $250,000 fine. Now, has anybody ever been prosecuted? Not a clue. Not a clue. So exclusive bid period. The exclusive bid period, I'm still watching to see. They explain it to us that the exclusive bid period is 10 days with 5 days of individual daily. So 10-day bid, they open them up. Anything there? No? Yes? Sold. No, not sold. So then they do 5 individual daily bids for exclusive. That's one scenario. The other scenario is that you've got lottery first, and then an exclusive for maybe 5 days afterwards. Okay? Third scenario that just caught me off guard was that they don't even do the lottery bid. They just put it on for 5 days as owner-occupant or exclusive. And I haven't completely figured out yet which one's what. But I just look at the time clock. I look at the days on the HUDHomestore.com website. You'll see it there. Pay attention to it. It's important. Now, I'll give you a tip. As investors, you don't have to be as concerned about this initial bid period as the owner-occupants need to be. Because if it's a great deal, the owner-occupants are going to snatch it up. If it's not a great deal, you've got about 2 to 3 to 4 months to wait for it to season and come down in price. So you can just kind of like cross your arms and relax and just wait and watch. Okay. These have changed, so I'm going to just go through this. What does this all mean? I'm going to just kind of blow through this because, again, their timelines have changed. Extended bid period. For those of you who are listening, those of you tonight, if you're an investor, you're going to want to buy during the extended bid period. I got some great news. Once it goes through the 5-day, 12-day, 15-day bid period, whatever it is, the initial bid period, once it goes through that, there's never a bid period again other than daily single day bid periods for everybody. For everybody. Weekend, Friday through Sunday, opening on Monday. Monday holiday, Tuesday. Is there any advantage? I'm going to ask questions and answer them because these are the questions that people ask. Is there any advantage of putting your offer in at 9 a.m. Friday morning versus Sunday at 9 o'clock? No. It's all the same. So the extended means investor. That's where you want to do. 90% of all HUD homes are overpriced. So 90% of the time you don't have to get too crazy about the initial HUDs coming out. Okay? And I have a system, and when you follow this system, you guys are going to rock and roll. Okay, and I'll get to that in just a little bit. But it has to do with these and it has, well, okay, let me just Bidding strategies, the 10% rule. 10% rule went out the window just in the last month. You've got to understand something. I'm a listing broker for HUD, but they do not tell me their secrets. That's why I call it HUD Home Buying Secrets. And the only way you can find out what HUD Home's buying secrets are is to get in there and you've got to swing the bat. Swing it, swing it, swing it, swing it. And then you hit, you miss, you hit, you miss. And while you're doing all this, you're watching their every move and seeing what they do. And then you have a pretty good educated guess how they're going to react. And then you always wait. You always expect the unexpected too. And usually those unexpected things are pretty pleasant. Now, the unpleasant, unexpected thing I got the other day was they didn't take 10% under the asking price. They took 6. I'm like going, where did 6 come from? They've been doing 10% since 1988 that I've been doing this. And suddenly the new management company comes in and they didn't even do it in the beginning. They just started doing it recently. 6%. But I'm here to take a swing to find that out. So that when I'm talking to my client, I said, look, you know, you could do 10%, but 6% might, you know, be the lowest they take. This percentage right here of 15% when it's been on the market more than 45 days, it's changed. And I don't know what to replace it with right at the very moment. It's still too new to find out exactly what they're going to do at any given month out from its initial. Okay? But what I'm here to do is to personalize the bidding for you. And what we'll find out in just a second is all you got to do is tell me which one. And I'll tell you in just a little bit what I do once you raise your hand on one of these. Okay? Whole system. Yeah, you can bid 20% under. What's that?
Okay.
You can bid 20% under. And you want to share your story?
We got ours at 23%.
23% under?
Yeah.
Yeah. They just purchased one recently. What, a week ago?
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
It was...
For a while, right?
4 months, I think it was on the
July 16th.
July 16th, yeah, it went on that story.
Okay. Which one did you guys get?
Rosslyn,
that's right. Has anybody seen Rosslyn Circle? You have seen that one on there? Okay. Did you really? Guess what? And they were asking 90.
Well, it started at 104, went to 96 pretty quick, and we got it at 73.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's something going on with HUD I'll tell you about.
I couldn't figure it out because we had just bid on two others. That
yeah.
Were 12 and 14%. And in the one, they didn't. The rebuttal from Dahlia was 88. So then it came down $3,000
yeah.
The original.
That's why the personalization?
No idea. But we keep now, we've got a spreadsheet that keeps track of everything.
Ooh, you got a system.
It's not a system because we can't figure it out either.
Well, no, but you mean, but you've got part of a system going, which is keeping track of this stuff. And we'll talk about that too. So I wish I had an eraser. I could just erase this right now so that we could put something else up there once we figure it out. All right? But this is cutting edge stuff, guys. And here's another thing. Unlike any animal on the planet, HUD keeps all your bids in their system. What does that mean? You will receive future counter offers outside of the publicly stated price and information. Okay. So let's say, John, you put an offer in on a HUD home. It's $100,000, and you put it in for $80,000. Okay? HUD counters back at you at $90,000. You want to hold and wait on that one. All right? HUD lowers it to $90,000. All right? And all of a sudden, HUD sends out a counter offer to you for $81,000 automatically without asking your permission. But anyone else who put a lower offer in that didn't get it, they're all getting the $81,000 counter offer. If John puts an offer in for $89,000 when it's at $100,000 and they'll only take $90,000, anybody else who put an offer in is going to get the $90,000 But that's not a really exciting thing, because those people who are getting the $90,000 counteroffer already got the $90,000 counteroffer when they put their offer in initially. That's what they got back. So they're not getting anything new. It's only when it goes down in price and HUD initiates a mass counteroffer to everybody in their system, and it gets exciting when they go lower than 10% in their... I've seen them do it. I've seen them go 15. I can't remember if I've seen them do 20, but I've seen them do it. So... being in their system, that's where you want to be. John, it's $100,000, but I don't want to offer $75,000. Put the offer in. I only want to offer $40,000. Wait. Might as well wait. There's no reason why you can't. You can still put the $40,000 in. It takes me 3 minutes to do it. But you can wait on that one. Wait till it comes down before you get excited about it. But if you're at $75,000, it's 25% difference, put it in. You never know what's going to happen. It gives you a strategic advantage to be in the system.
So do they send this counteroffer to you or the buyer?
They send it to me. All the agents.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good question.
So I never hand the counteroffers back to me like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This is where you win in inches and seconds. I'm going to give you an example. It's a crazy example. Original asking price was $89,000 on August 29th, 2014. Jarrett Drive in the Camillus area. It was sold for $80,478, or approximately 10% under the asking price, on December 1st of 2014. So that was a couple of months later. But wait, it went back on the market January 17th, 2015. Why? Well, something happened. Fell through. Most likely the financing. That's usually the number one reason why they fall apart. It was then lowered from $89,000 in February 20th to $80,100. Okay?
10%.
The lowest bid that they would accept, this is the counteroffer now, was about 10% under that, or $72,430. And I got an email from that because I had one or more offers in. In March 16th of 2015, it sold for $50,000. And it wasn't for me. How do I get these best deals? All right. So when you sign up for the newsletter, I send out. John, you're not a realtor, are you? Okay. What I'll do is I send out these videos. I go around and I critique the HUD homes. And yes, HUD allows us to advertise even the ones that we don't list ourselves if they're HUDs. It's the only thing we can't do is hold an open house on somebody else's HUD. But you can go in there if you want. I mean, you can do an email blast, advertise it in the newspaper if you wanted to, you know? It's really crazy that they do that. They're incredible in some ways. So I will go out and I videotape them all, and I critique them, even my own videos. And I had a realtor in here the other day, you'll appreciate this, said, "John, why do you talk bad about your listings on your video?" In 2009, I started doing this with everybody else's, and I was just doing a consumer report type thing. How do I feel about it? I haven't stopped doing it. So my listings, I give it the same brutal, honest. And I finally, you know, and she kind of caught me off guard with that, especially when there's other realtors in the room waiting to hear my response. But as I was working through with her, I said, they're going to go in and they're going to see this and they're going to conclude the same thing pretty much. So I'm just saving them a step. And when they're seeing it on their couch, as they're watching it on YouTube, and it's an honest opinion on how I feel about it, you know? And again, I'm not the one putting the price on these. They ask us to do a broker price opinion, and then they go and they hire an appraiser to do an appraisal on it. I don't know who they listen to. I don't think they listen to me, but that doesn't matter. I really care. I don't care. There's no ego here when it comes to them not listening to me or not. I'm just going to sell them. And I'll know approximately where they'll land. Maybe not right away. Sometimes, you know, I get a good feel for what it's going to land. But sometimes it takes a little bit to kind of see how the public reacts to it. So you watch the videos. That's the first thing you do, is watch the videos. Do you guys watch the videos? Right, and you got your spreadsheet, and you're okay. The other thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to print out, if you don't have a printer, go get a printer, print out the, when it first comes out on the market. John, let's just say that your thing is Onondaga County. You don't want to go to Oswego. You don't want to go to Madison, Cayuga. So you're focused on Onondaga County. And there's about 35 HUD homes on Onondaga County right now. What you'd want to do is you'd want to print out every single HUD home in Onondaga County that comes out. Every single one of them. And put them in your file. Why is that important? Because once HUD lowers the price, you'll never know what the original asking price was again. The only way you'll know is if you have access to the MLS and can see what the price was. You'll never know what it was. So you can't work the numbers as expertly as you possibly can without knowing that number. It's really good to know that number. I do that. I've got a packet of information. I print out the addendums that they have, property condition report, tax roll information from the property tax offices, and anything in the MLS that's older that tells something about it. And I put it all together, staple, and I put it in my files. I got files that thick right now from all the different... Yeah, and I got Syracuse separate from Onondaga County. Oswego, Onondaga, Syracuse, Cayuga, Oneida. We're kind of getting out of Oneida market right now. And Madison, which is this thin. We had one in Wayne County, too. And I do them in also New York City, also. So I've got a small one for New York City. Watch the videos. Go see the properties. You will not waste your time to go see an overpriced property. You will, let me say it again, you will not waste your time going to see an overpriced property. Because what happens to that overpriced property over the course of 3-4 months? It goes down in price about 10% every 30 days. It's just a matter of time before you snag it. Now, but if you don't go see the properties, you won't be calling me. And when you don't call me, and let me know that there's an interest, you don't go on the back of my sheet. The back of my sheet is the best place for you to make money. Because my sheet that I hold on to, all the people that have called, strangers, and you know, people who just say, hey, I'm calling about the, you know, and we show it to them, and they say, yeah, call me when it gets down to this or whatever. And I do that. But I have these classes, and let me tell you something. Only a few times have anybody take, you guys took me serious. These guys put their time in, and they got a great deal on a property. I'm not trying to shame anybody, even before you don't do this. But I'm telling you, I've had hundreds of people in front of me, and I say to them, go see the properties. Don't go see the HomePath properties. Don't go to the HubZoo, auction.com. Or call, try to get a hold of Bank of America because there's a sheet on an abandoned house. It's all a waste of time, more or less. Okay? And then there's the, hey, I saw this great deal on Zillow or Realtor.com. It's $18,000 for this house. There's a catch, I guarantee it. Always a catch with these houses. Very, very, not very often is there the perfect diamond in the rough. And when there is, you calling the listing agent, you're trying to get in there as fast as you can so that you can put an offer in so that the realtor calls you a day or 3 days later and says, multiple offers, highest and best please by Wednesday at 5 p.m. So now you got to go and rebid, second guessing yourself over, you know, bidding against yourself, and you never get it anyways. So what kind of time did you spend? If you're doing this full time, that's another thing. By the way, if you're doing this full time, go to the Bernie Brostick auctions. And I can even help you with those. Call me if you see one that you like. I can advise you. I can get involved. They pay me a little bit of a commission. It doesn't cost anybody anything more. But I can advise you and can help you with that. Bernie Brostick auctions. The problem with the auctions is you may have to spend 1 to 2 hours somewhere in there going to it and not walk away with it, or because they're bidding too high. But those are some good sources. So call me and get inside, and call me and let me know there's an interest. Then place your low offer if you want. A low offer, high offer, whatever you guys want to bid. Bid it. Talk to me. I'll tell you exactly what my thoughts are on the strategy for it. Then wait. Score. Using these methods, who will remain nameless, but somebody on the Wall of Fame in the next room, in 2009, when we had a lot of HUD homes, he bought 19 HUD homes in 1 year. 19. And I'm talking at rock bottom prices. And he did this system. What he would do is he would go to the courthouse, he would pull all the paperwork, he'd see what it sold for, try to buy it, put it in his file. A year or two later, I would call him and say, hey, it's a HUD home. Go into his file and go, yep, got it right here. I was willing to bid 45 at the time. Put it in for 45. 19 of them. And he's an accountant. You know what that means? He's got a sharp pencil. Okay, so that was 37. Going back to that property on Jarrett, in the Camillus area, that's 37% below the current asking price, okay? But it's like 44% under the original asking price, not the current list price. That was 37%. Now, I'm going to pass out to you, if you wouldn't mind, Don, doing me the honor of getting those out. I want to review the sheet with you. This is the sheet, the mail out, that we sent out last month. And I want you to take a look at some of these crazy, crazy prices and savings that some people experienced. Now, I want to tell you that the majority of these properties right here that sold at these unbelievable, stupid low prices and high percentage offs. Did I, what do you got? Two? Two different? Oh, okay, you're good? Okay. Because I got another one too I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you the latest. HUD Sage, the management company, started in May, said, hey, we want to dump properties that were listed May and prior to May. Okay? And this is what resulted. This is the extreme. This is unusual. But these numbers can happen again. It just takes longer to get there. Okay? It can take longer to get there. But they were going 20% under. You know, it was pretty impressive. 30% under. There's still a few left, by the way. There's still a few left on the HUD site that you can do the same thing to. All right? And let's see. Here's the latest. Not as impressive. Not all of them. And there's one. Yeah, these are all HUDs. You can see what happened there down in Auburn. They were asking, I can't remember if they were asking 36 at the time, and they took 25, 50. Look, Mantova, though. What's going on with Mantova?
Was
it owner-occupant?
Yeah, it was owner-occupant.
We spent time on that one. Yeah. That Mantova one was one where they put a stupid low price on it. There was an extreme amount of value. And people recognized it. Several bids went in. An owner-occupant got it for 17% over the asking price. So, yeah. There's a time to overbid. You can't buy a raised ranch for $78,000 that looks like this. You can't. It was in good shape. And you can watch the video if you want, if you're, you know. No. Lamson Road started at 50. It was a double wide mobile home. Sold for $20,000. Cato, not a huge savings, but she lived out there. She wanted it. But that doesn't necessarily mean the list price is really what it's worth either. One appraiser came up with that. Could have been worth a little bit more. And Malloy Road, that started 50, 60, or did that start at 54? Anyway, you get the idea. That's not Chemung. That picture is not Chemung. That's not Chemung. Okay, so there's a couple in Syracuse. There is a couple in Oneida County. And there is none in Oswego that fall under that jurisdiction. So if you want to know what those are and you want to, you know, say, John, I want to take a look at those first, contact me. Okay? Just let me know. Just ask me afterwards or email me and say, you know, tomorrow morning, just say, send me over those addresses and I'll send you them over. Okay.
John, what happens to them after they all of a sudden disappear from that list? That first one you sent us to up in Fulton, that came back for a little bit and is gone again.
Yeah, which one was that?
Fulton, 4th Street, was it?
It was like that two-family home, the blue one, but it was vacant for so long that it had become...
Yeah. It's still on the market. Why, did it disappear?
It's not on the market.
When?
I haven't been checking us.
So no, it's there.
Are you only checking?
Yeah. We've got a house for $7,200 in Fulton. It was a two-family. It's got to be a single-family because it's been abandoned for a year, and that's Fulton's rules.
I think it's actually 14,000.
No, it's on a 7,000.
7,200.
The city, and so it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
It was never a single family. Why would we? Friday we talked to the
Yeah.
We talked to the city. Well, you can put in for a variance. Well, how many? You know, you pay $50 for the variance.
Yeah, you
and then said, well, how often has that ever happened? Well, we've never done it.
Yeah.
Well, why would I pay for variance?
The only time in Fulton you can get them to change their minds about this two-family to one-family conversion that has to take place if it's been abandoned for more than a year is if the house really, truly is and was a two-family, right from the very beginning, was constructed that way, then you can make a case for it. But there is a $7,200 house. By the way, you can't buy it for $7,200. $8,120. Somebody says, well, what? And I emailed HUD and I said, HUD, when I have to explain that because they increase the commission. And because they increase the commission, it's not 6%, it's $2,000 flat fee. So when you look at $7,200 and you go down 10%, that's the least they'll take. But you got to add $2,000 commission on top, not 6%. And it's so the $7,200 house, full asking price, you'll get a counter offer of $8,120.
So the buyers are paying the commission?
No, HUD pays the commission, but in this case, it's like a dry pond. You can see all the fish sitting there. I mean, that's what's happened. And all of a sudden, the commission sticks out because it's inordinately large. It's HUD's way of trying to get realtors, because you know what the commission would be if they didn't put a $2,000 flat fee? It'd be like $56.
Yeah, it wouldn't be enough for you to do the paperwork.
Well, I'll do it anyways. I just love doing HUDs. But, you know, I mean, it's an incentivization for anything over $30,000. HUD puts this $2,000 flat fee for the realtors to try to giddy up and go, you know. Anyways, when it gets really low like that, that's when it kind of screws up the HUD's counteroffers and the math and stuff. So just to keep you... All right, let me see. The formula, the super secret formula. I don't know if my formula works anymore. For those of you who have been listening to these podcasts, you know, you remember the number and everything, but here's what I came up with. The $89,000 house, I've seen this happen several times, where if you take the original asking price and multiply it by 58%, that's about the lowest you can get it within some degree of reasonability. So if you want to see her whacked out, multiply it by 58% and know that that's kind of on the lower end of what could be reasonable. And I've seen, and the reason why I picked 58% is because I see, at least in the past, there are 10% price reductions and, you know, and what they take when they do a price reduction, and I came up with this formula because I saw it happen on two houses. They both started at 60 and they ended up selling for 35. Both exactly the same price point and price sale. And I went, this apparently works out right with the... And I started thinking about it and then I did the math and I went, okay, 58%. So that means you multiply the original asking price. That's why it's good to pull the information. That's why your spreadsheets are awesome. Multiply it by 58%, and there you go. That's what you're gonna want to shoot for. Not to say, but that's there's other factors involved. This is not foolproof. And by the way, whatever you read online about their recommendations for bidding, just get off the site. It's not. Even when I say this, I say it with a degree of hesitancy, only because it's a personalization of each property. Oh, you know, I've heard him say it. Bid 89, bid 75% of it. Blah, 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 blah. You bid one bid on it every single day. No. Because in my experiences, the less bids they get, the more they're apt to take a low bid because there's not any activity on it. Oh, bid every day. I don't know what these people are, egomaniacs. I really do. I really think they are. I mean, God bless them if they're true and I haven't learned something. I'm willing to learn, but until then, I just buy my book. Buy, you know, get my seminar. Blah, blah, blah. So let's see about what happened with Jarrett Drive. You know, it was originally $89,000. Remember what it sold for?
50.
We're going to apply the 58% rule here and see how we come. Ah, pretty close. Okay. Now, here's something I stumbled on the internet I think you guys are going to really enjoy. Contains all the HUD stats that you're not going to believe. Now, these are on sold properties, I believe. I do believe they're all just the sold ones. HUDHomeValue.com. HUDHomeValue.com. And I'll show you what it looks like. Here's the one on Jarrett Drive, right here. Got all the... Now, this $47,000 that they have here is minus the commission. That's the net that HUD got. Okay? Owner-occupant, who sold it. Here's all the bid listing history. You can follow it all the way through. Delisted, relisted, listing updated. It's cool. It's very, very cool. So you get all the stats there and you can really get yourself excited about it. Just remember, since Sage started, things are going to change. I don't know what those changes are yet, but I'm starting to piece it together. The estimate, they give you an estimated best bid what you should do. They estimated best bid was $41,000. This is just one example, obviously, but just treat that with a grain of salt. Here, look at this. Final asking price, estimated best bid price. I wonder if... Does anybody have a calculator here? I wonder if we multiply 80. Do you got one? Can you multiply 80,100 by 58% and see what you come up with? $46,458. 46? Alright. So I don't know where they're getting that.
Where's that $46,58? They're actually giving us $47,000.
No, 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 no. That's without the commission. They're saying, yeah. And if you had the commission on.
$315,000.
Yeah.
$41,315. Was that divided by
80,100. Let me see what percentage we get. I don't know if that's with or without the commission. Probably with the commission.
51.5%.
Okay. 51.5%?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 51.5%. Got it. Okay, so you guys got, and there's my contact information right there. I'm going to just give my number out here for those of you who are listening. 695-6434, area code 315. And you can visit our website where we have a lot of our properties up there for on our blog, which is www.adolfi.com. Or you can just find us on YouTube and just plant yourself there, because my videos get uploaded on YouTube before I do anything else, before I make a blog or whatever. So if you want the very latest, you want to subscribe to the channel, you want to get on the Adolfi YouTube channel and hang out there. So... Okay, that's basically what we have here tonight. I'm going to turn the recording off. Thank you for listening, folks. We're going to have a little Q&A here. And just have a great evening or day, whatever it is for you. Bye.
Absolutely. You too. All right. That helps out for you, Lane.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. So,
Yes, I am. I do it quarterly, so I'll be doing that sometime probably in December.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make sure that you get on the lead form.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Tell the boys and girls I said hi.
I will.
Yeah.
On your site.
Yes.
Good to see you. I'm a little outside of your area because I live in Groton, which is just a
sure how many you've been counting. You've got more than that, because I got that. But I noticed you have about 68 pages on your web page, because you can click on properties all the way down through there. But there's no way to access a certain area.
Listen, my website sucks when it comes to that. I don't have what ultimately says on the video. What I should have is 12 right on the page, a drop down arrow, Cook County.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. Or Manlius.
No,
or
I don't. I don't.
Whatever.
And I don't.
Because I just can't go through 68 pages and
no.
You know, 2 hours later.
Well, most of the stuff there. Most of the stuff, that's right. Most, look, in the first two clicks, is about where everything is the new stuff. It's available. Everything else is sold for the most part.
Okay.
But if you go to the HUDHomeStore.com website and copy and paste.